Horror stories regarding air safety are a common reason cited for turning people away from flying. But among people landing in Australia, safety does not appear to be the biggest factor in their choice of airline.
I'm probably more concerned with price, to be honest. But definitely I'd prefer to fly, you know, an airline that I am more familiar with. And
I pretty like trust the safety of the airlines nowadays. I think they're pretty safe.
I've never had a bad experience with safety on an airline, so.
I always try to find the best combination, like, of cost and safety.
The cost-first approach is a major concern to those in the industry. The editor of the Aviation Safety Ratings website, airlineratings.com, Jeff Thomas, is one.
Passengers should look more carefully at the airlines they fly on, and when they do choose a very inexpensive airline and things go wrong, well, that's because they've chosen a very inexpensive airline.
The website has released its list of the 20 safest airlines for 2017, out of the 409 around the world it monitors. They are ranked according to a formula of regulation compliance and audits from government and industry. Among the airlines named to the top 20 are the Australian carriers Qantas and Virgin Australia. And Jetstar features in the top 10 safest airlines in the low-cost category. Jason Middleton, an emeritus professor from the School of Aviation at the University of New South Wales, says there's a good reason.
It's not surprising because Australia has a fairly well-ordered airline system and airline regulatory system that Australian airlines will come out fairly strongly.
One of the audits considered for the ratings is the International Air Transport Association's Operational Safety Audit, or IOSA. Country and regional blacklists are also included, as well as an airline's crash history. Jeff Thomas with the ratings website says the industry is actually working diligently on airline safety these days.
The industry is doing a tremendous amount of work on improving safety, particularly through audits like IOSA, which was introduced in the year 2000 approximately. And that was introduced to address the safety record, which was not good. So yes, the industry is doing a lot. Aircraft manufacturers are doing a lot. The industry is working together to improve safety all the time.
But some analysts in the industry, including Professor Middleton, are not convinced the rankings fully account for all the factors involved in whether an airline is safe.
The most important aspects of safety in an airline are the professionalism of the pilots and the engineers and the cabin crew. These are the things which make the big difference in safety. The criteria that's used by airline ratings, which is whether or not they've had an IOSA audit, which is an IATA operational safety audit in the last 2 years, perhaps important, perhaps not. Airlines don't have to have an IOSA audit. They can choose not to, or they can not get around to it in time, for example. And the IOSA audits are also about whether there's a system, not about whether the system's working.
Last year was one of the busiest for air traffic worldwide, growing by 3% on the year before. It was also one of the safest years of commercial flying. The chance of being killed in a plane crash was 1 in 16 million. United States President Donald Trump suggests it's because of his strict commercial aviation policies. He tweeted, "Since taking office, I've been very strict on commercial aviation. Good news. It was just reported that there was zero deaths in 2017, the best and safest year on record." Jeff Thomas has a different view.
I would give that the award for the best piece of fake news we've had so far from Mr. Trump. He had absolutely nothing to do with the airline safety record in the United States or anywhere for that matter. Nothing.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.